Hello.
Hey, Franklin. This is Keaton. I was hoping to get a hold of Rosaline about the property on Orange Lane out in Petersburg.
You trying to reach Miss Henshaw?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
And what is your name again?
My name is Keaton Gomez. I'm with Four Spies Houses. And
you buy houses?
Yeah, we were looking at, she had a house on McKenzie Street that we were looking at, but after talking to her, I know she had another
house on McKenzie Street's been sold probably a year ago.
Yeah, I was a contender for that one, and now I was just seeing if I could talk to her a little bit about Orange Lane to see. I know she was doing a rent to own for that property, and I just wanted to see if she had a game plan if the tenants weren't able to buy.
Hold on a second. She said you can, the renters are talking about buying it, so we don't know, she don't know right off, but you can call her back in a month or so and she can let you know something, whatever. Are you looking for something to move in, or you want to buy it or resell it or what?
Yes, that's correct. I was looking to buy, I mean, would she have any other properties that she was looking to sell?
He wants to know if you got any. She don't have no others right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean,
She does have one for rent. It's a two-bedroom, and it's right on Halifax Road.
Okay.
In Dinwiddie County, which is a good place to live.
I hear you. My sister, she lives out there. That is a good place.
Yeah, well, see, this part of Halifax Road, if you need any help with the government as far as health-wise or something, they help a lot of people in getting them better prices than the regular people in Petersburg and the regular people in Dinwiddie.
Shoot, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, I'd certainly be interested in buying the one up Orange Lane. I know she does have tenants in there right now, but maybe it'd be worth our time to talk about how much she'd want for it and how much we can offer.
Hold on a second.
Pass it on.
She ain't set a price on it yet, but it would be, like I said, you probably check back in a month or so, give or take a few, and she can probably let you know something then.
Okay.
We went by there yesterday, and the ladies said they're still interested in buying it, but that's all we heard yesterday.
Okay, I got you. Well, my partner and I, we buy around 30 properties a month, so we can certainly
buy around 30 properties a month. Wow.
Yeah, we could make something happen. I mean, we bought a property off McKenzie Street not too long ago, so So we'd definitely be interested in some more Petersburg properties, and we can definitely make something happen for sure. I know the tenants, they sound a little on the fence about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, my name's Keaton. I'd be happy
Your
to talk.
Your name is what? Eden.
Keaton, like Michael Keaton?
Like Heaton.
K-E-A-T-O-N.
Oh, Keaton.
Yes, sir.
Keaton. His name is Keaton. Have you called her before? Which you probably have, because she just called, but you probably called before now.
Yes, I've called in the past. I always get the pleasure of talking to you, Franklin.
Well, I've been together for about 7 years, something like that, give or take a few months.
Congratulations.
And if she needs help on things, I try to help her or keep somebody else from ripping her off.
No, I'm not here to rip anybody off. I mean, if it makes sense for y'all.
I didn't say you was, but they're out there.
No, I totally hear you, man. I mean, you see it a lot in this business.
All right, well, you can check back. Do you own anything in Petersburg right now?
We're looking to sell. We got a property off Wythe Street that we're looking to sell.
He got a property off of Wythe Street they're looking to sell. He called it White Street, but everybody does.
I knew I was wrong.
Everybody calls it White Street, but it's Wythe.
Yeah, correct.
because I was born and raised in there in Petersburg years ago. And let me tell you, it's okay, but I was glad when I left. I like the country better.
Oh, yeah, you and me both. Do you know how much she's renting the house off Orange Lane for?
I don't know right off. Hold on. She says she's renting it for $750 right now.
Okay, I got you. And I mean, has y'all owned this land for a while? I mean, is there any loans on it, or is it paid off?
No. She's owned it for years. Ain't
okay.
No loans on nothing.
Understood. I got you. Well, yeah, we'd be interested in doing a cash offer if she's even thinking about selling it.
All right, well, you can check back in a month or so, and she can let you know something. Either they decided to, or ain't decided yet, or whatever.
I got you. Is that when their lease is up?
Which one?
The Orange Lane, because, I mean, we've
got... No, they don't lease up yet.
Okay. Do you know when their lease is up? I mean, we buy properties even if they're still living there.
Hold on. She's renting it from month to month.
Okay, I got
so
you.
So she don't get messed up and stuck with something that somebody said they're going to buy and then they don't.
That's
like
smart.
That.
Yeah, would she be interested in us buying it while there's a tenant in there?
I don't know. Hold on. She said maybe, but she don't know right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they're good runners, you know.
That's hard to come by.
Oh, yeah. These days, it's hard to come by.
Yep. I totally understand that.
Yeah. Tell that I had a runner from hell. We had a runner from hell in one of the properties here where we live.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, we went and said, look, we done put up with your mess long enough. You don't cut the grass. You don't clean nothing. And we got the sheriff to come in and put them out.
Shoot. That doesn't surprise me.
They tried to get the sheriff not to put them out, but the sheriff said, you're leaving here. Don't worry, y'all are leaving here.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed there till they left, too.
That is not surprising. Oh.
All right, well, I'll let you go. You can... She want to know if you'd be interested in buying a mobile home trailer, house trailer, they call them.
Just the trailer?
Yeah, just the trailer.
Is it on any land?
It's sitting on a piece of her property, but the people that lived in the house, they brought it there and lived in it till we got the house ready for somebody to move in because the people had moved out.
Hmm.
We got the mobile home just sitting here, waiting to get rid of it.
Shoot, I mean, I'd buy it if the price is right.
He said he'd buy it if the price is right. Well, the only thing I can tell you, dude, if you know where Halifax Road is and you know where Ryder's Farm is, we are right in front of Ryder's Farm, and it's on the property here.
Oh, so you are in the country.
Do what?
That's out in the country.
Oh, yeah, it's country, and it's nice, nice farmland out here, nice people out here, and everything is just nice in this area.
Shoot. If Rosaline wants to talk about that, I'd be happy to see how much you want.
She's busy right now, but she can talk to you later on about that mobile home.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
She's ready to get rid of it.
Let's do that. Maybe we can do like a two-for-one deal. We'll get the trailer, and we'll also get Orange Lane.
He said maybe they can get a two-for-one deal, a trailer and an Orange Lane. I hope it ain't here that long, but because I don't know exactly what the people on Orange Lane can do, gonna do, but they.
I have to give her a month.
She has. We had to give her a month's notice anyway.
Totally, yeah, totally hear you. I mean, we can move as fast or as slow as you guys want, and I mean, like I said earlier, we can also buy it with the tenant still there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, Mr. Franklin, I appreciate your time.
All right, you have a good day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.